Older people, single people, men and those living in rural areas are at higher risk of dying in residential fires, and alcohol is a factor in more than half of fatal fires in Ireland. We're joined now by Anne Doyle, who's Research Officer at the Health Research Board. Anne, you're welcome to the News at One. You examined 106 fire-related deaths that happened between 2014 and 2016. Can you tell me first of all about the finding in relation to alcohol that I mentioned?
Yes, thank you, Claire. The Health Research Board have done this study in collaboration with the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. And I suppose, as you pointed out, those key factors, the older living alone, the men and the rural areas are key risk factors. But in over half of all cases of individuals who died in fatal fires, alcohol was listed as being consumed prior to the fire.
At what levels?
Well, we found that of those who had consumed alcohol, over two-thirds of those had consumed more than three times, at least three times the legal drink drive limit. So we know that this would obviously impact their alertness to the fire and then their ability to escape from the fire.
You also found some interesting information in relation to the times and the days when the fires are most likely to happen.
Yeah, in terms of when the fire were most likely to happen, the winter period came out as top, the weekend period, and then during the night when people are obviously more likely to be asleep.
We should say that despite what you're telling us today, fire deaths have reduced in recent times.
Yeah, there is a positive slide to the story. In the last 15, 20 years, there's been a significant drop in the number of people who've died in fire. So that is the positive message from this. However, people still are dying and those risk factors need to be made known to the public.
Okay, in terms of the geographical location of these fatal fires, you say in this report that those living in rural areas are at higher risk of dying in residential fires. Do you have any reason why that is the case?
Well, it's difficult to speculate, really, but I suppose it would be taking the risk factors in combination. We have, as I say, the older people who are living alone. We know that farmers were overrepresented. So those in combination would highlight that the rural areas are going to be at more risk.
And you also found that along with alcohol, there were at times drugs present in the systems of people who had died in fires.
That's right. 43% of the fatalities had consumed drugs. This includes prescription and over-the-counter medication, as well as a small number of illicit. And we also found that of those, the majority had consumed more than one drug. So, you know, drugs in combination would impede your exit and your alertness to a fire.
Okay, Anne, thank you for joining us on the News at One today. Anne Doyle from the Health Research Board.